You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
I was living like a king. bitter taste. Took a rest from all the chase. Feeling something anchored in my soul. Played the game by all the rules. Learning lessons no one gets to choose. Everywhere I turn, here I am. So walk away with me.
just in case anyone's thinking we're running short of guitar heroes, Derek Trucks can play that thing. Yes, he can. And Susan Kadesky can belt it out anyhow from their latest album, Let Me Get By. Thank you, Roy of Malden, for calling in and requesting that song. Yes, you can use the old-fashioned way to request songs, too. It's the MFO, WMFO studio line at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636, like Roy did. Also, Deep Purple before that, and Highway Star from their legendary Machine Head album. I got away from 76 for a while and went all the way back to 72 for that one. Haitian Divorce was from 76, though. Steely Dan's Royal Scam. We heard Lazarus, David Bowie from his final studio release, although he's sort of on a Broadway show tune kind of version of Lazarus. He put a Broadway show together for that. But we took it from Black Star. And Little Feet, Time Loves a Hero, from the title track from that album. There you go. It's 12:27 now. I'm Bob Angel. Oh, did you make it through April Fool's? I didn't. It happens every year. Somebody gets me. I got out twice yesterday. But in my defense, they're both very, very believable stories. George Takei, did you see this one where George Takei was going to be moving to the district that Devin Nunes is the representative of? You know, he's Nunes is, you know, Donald Trump's puppet who's running the investigation into the Russian, connections between Trump and Russia. Takei goes on there and says that he's moving up to his district and he's going to be running against him in 2018. I thought that would have been so great. But it's all for naught. He later said it was just an April Fool's joke. George, run. You'd get elected, I swear to you. The other one was that Beatles one. You know, this is the 50th anniversary of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And they're putting out a 50th anniversary that's going to restore Penny Lane and Strawberry Fields Forever into the album like it was originally intended. I guess George Martin was really mad at himself for being talked into making that a single before the album and not including it on the album, but they're going to put it back on there. But they went further than that. They said, well, now they're going to release, the Beatles were working on another album called Liverpool Stories before it turned into Sgt. Pepper, and they got really detailed into saying track by track what was going to be on there. There were going to be five songs that even the most ardent Beatles fanatic didn't know about, which should have been a giveaway right there. But I swallowed it hook, line, and sinker. I was like, oh, that's going to be great. And, of course, that turned out to be April Fool's, too. There you go. That was my April Fool's Day. Hope yours went much better than mine.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active. Another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes. Another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger. Two if you're very overweight. And three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
It's 12:30. Just a half hour left in my show, and then Jamie comes in. He just likes to have fun, and that's what he's going to be doing, and he always does put on a great show. So we look forward to Jamie coming in 29 minutes from now, because it's now 12:31. I better get playing my stuff here. Bruce Springsteen, We Take Care of Our Own, 91.5 WMFO.
Knocking on the door, there's holes stumbling on good hearts turn to stone. Love, good intentions is gone dry as a bone. We take care of our own. We take care of our own. Wherever this flag's flown, we take care of our own. From Chicago to New Orleans, from the muscle to the bone. From the shotgun shack to the Superdome. Calvary stayed home. There ain't no one here in the bugle bone. We take care of our own. We take care of our own. Wherever this flag's flown, we take care of our own.
It's Bob Angel and all his musical friends.
This is a bunch of scumbags. That's what they are.
On 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Full of time for your sins,
and I ain't never seen a movie that
91.5 WMFO, Blue Oyster Cult, and their 1978 live album, Some Enchanted Evening. It's ETI, Extraterrestrial Intelligence. Chuck Prophet before that, brand new title track from his album, Bobby Fuller Died for Your Sins. Shut Up and Play Your Guitar, the title track from Frank Zappa's 1981 album. Shut Up and Play Your Guitar. Beatles did While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Of course, there are Clapton on there. And Bruce Springsteen got things started this time around, going back to his Wrecking Ball album, We Take Care of Our Own, going back to. You know, Bruce has just been so prolific. He's taken some time off. I guess a lot of the E Street Band are going out on trying to do their solo projects, doing their solo tours this summer. So you can catch those guys. And Bruce gets a little bit of a rest, I think. Not too bad an idea. 12:54, Jamie's about 6 minutes away, and listen to this.
Pop quiz, which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Okay, here's Foo Fighters. This is called Arlandria. 91.5 WMFO.
Ain't that the way it always starts? A simple round of conversation. Don't you remember?